I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Flooding of almost biblical proportion has struck Australia. Queensland's been the hardest hit. Rivers are reportedly cresting and the entire townships are still on standby for evacuation. Matt Gies with our affiliate Vision Radio Network is in his studio in Australia. Matt, has the church been able to respond at all?
A lot of the churches who would be helping out are affected themselves, and yet they're out there lending a helping hand in the community. It's the personal relationships that can be the most powerful evangelism tool ever.
Now, I know you have stations in Queensland. What about their status?
Some of our broadcast points, we have no idea whether it's on air or not because the entire town has been evacuated.
Next, Russian officials are stepping up their efforts to quash opposition, arresting those legally protesting the government. Russian Ministry Sergei Warhuba says their next generation leaders are reaching out during the Orthodox Christmas celebrations that started on Friday.
And while we're talking now on the Orthodox Christmas in Russia, there are hundreds and thousands of young people mobilized by Russian ministries. They're using Christmas as an opportunity for evangelism.
Their Schools Without Walls programs teach them how to lead people to Christ by
communicating the gospel in a new and contemporary way, reaching all those who are in need and those who are searching for an eternal answer.
$40 a month supports the training. And flooding and landslides have affected tens of thousands of families in the Philippines. Among the victims are over 100 Compassion International assisted children. At least two of them have lost their homes completely. Four child development centers have been affected. Pray for the protection of the Compassion families and their staff, and pray that those who are displaced would be a comfort to others as they reach out in Christ's love. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.